Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for December 1st, 2012, and we're coming down the home stretch to the December 21st solstice, which we'll be talking about today. It's my great pleasure to be interviewing Don Miguel Ruiz, who is one of the chief ambassadors of the Mayans' cultural wisdom in today's world, including their sophisticated cosmological computer that we now know as the Mayan calendar. Listeners of Cosmic Love who browse my show archives know that I have a great interest in the Mayan calendar. I interviewed Eden Sky on the calendar back on January 1st of 2011, almost 2 years ago, and I'll never forget when I discovered on her in-depth website that the Mayan, great Mayan priest who brought forth the Mayan calendar system was visited by four star people. Well, that got my attention, and I've known that humanity has been reality TV for the ETs for a long time, you might say. And full disclosure of the star people is part of the great unveiling that I believe the whole world is about to experience. And back in May of 2011, I also interviewed Scott Davis on the indigenous wisdom of the Hopi, Aztec, and Mayan people, who all shared a wisdom of the great cycles of heaven and the cycles within cosmic cycles that are so brilliantly calibrated in the Mayan calendar. Don Miguel Ruiz has a very promising message, emphasizing that we are at the beginning of a wholly new cycle rather than the end of the world as we have known it. That's actually saying the same thing in different ways, except that true hope at the heart of faith is more about beginnings than endings. So as the messenger of the messenger, it's my special honor to interview Don Miguel today. He's the international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, which stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 7 years and became the 36th best-selling book of the decade, the first decade of the 21st century. This is one of my favorite top 10 books that I consider worthy of reviewing at least once a year. Don Miguel has dedicated his life to sharing the wisdom of the ancient Toltec through his books, lectures, and journeys to sacred sites around the world. His other books include The Mastery of Love, The Voice of Knowledge, Prayers, and The Fifth Agreement, and which is a collaboration with his son, Don Jose Ruiz, with his two sons, Don Jose and Don Miguel Jr., and his partner, Eva Ruiz Larson. Miguel and the Ruiz family bring the Toltec teachings to people globally. Don Miguel has a huge international event coming up on December 17th to the 21st, and personally, I'm sure that many listeners of this show share my sense that something big is going on with galactic alignment, surge in the source field, zero-point convergence, or the many ways of understanding what the sophisticated Mayan calendar is all about. So this is going to be happening at the sacred site of Teotihuacan on the outskirts of Mexico City. Don Miguel and the Ruiz family will be hosting Awakening the Giant at this December 17th to 21st event. And it's going to be a sacred, powerful, and intimate transformational experience that is equal parts a spiritual learning experience, a musical celebration, and a mystical gateway. Well, I'm all for the mystical gateway to cosmic love, and I'd love to thank you, Don Miguel, for coming on Cosmic Love with us today.
Well, it's a great pleasure for me to be with all of you. Just like I said, all my love, and I'm really so happy to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Don Miguel, would you share with us your vision for humanity and how we can participate in this upcoming event?
Well, I think that there are very interesting times that we are living right now. I feel a lot of crisis all around the world and all the different places. And for me, a crisis is an opportunity to make changes. I can see humanity have times of stability and times of crisis. And in this time of crisis, is that we really can make changes that will create another time of stability. And this is what is happening right now. You know, as you know, I have a heart attack in February 2002, and I live 8.5 years with this, with only the 16% of my heart capacity. And in October 2010, I have a heart transplant. And when I come back from the heart transplant, what I see is that there's only 2 more years for the end of the Mayan calendar. And I see it as a big opportunity to share myself with the whole world, because I remember a story that my grandfather used to tell me when I was a child. And what he told me is that humanity is really one living being, and it's like a big giant who is living a nightmare. And this is the reason about all this injustice, all the violence, and all the war that is happening. But he also told me that the day will come when the giant awakes, and with the giant awakes, we will have the awareness that the entire humanity is just a very important part of the biggest living being, which is the planet Earth. Just like the atmosphere is an organ, forest is another organ, the ocean is another organ, and every single spaces that exists the planet, there is an organ, and we all work together to keep the equilibrium of the planet Earth. And what I see is that the opportunity that in December 21st, 2012, is the end of the Mayan calendar. And it's not that something important will happen, something like a catastrophe and all that stuff, it's just superstition. But what I see really is the opportunity to talk to the whole humanity and let them know the possibility for our own awakening, which means the awakening of the giant. And what I'm doing after I have the heart transplant is a whole year and a half that I've been all around the world to different countries sharing the same message. And I ask everybody, please help me to change the world. And I'm not talking about the planet Earth, but the world that we create, our inner world. Because if we can change our personal world, just like magic, everything will change around us. Then the key is to change what we believe we are, and the result will be so wonderful for us and also for the people who live with us. Then for this December 16th to the 21st, I invite everybody to participate in this change. And what will happen is that everyone will change his own world. And the way to do it is not to try to change everything around us, but to change yourself. And when we change ourselves, like I said before, just like magic, everything starts changing around us. Then I really invite everybody to come to this journey, that we really face ourselves, face our fear. And in that way, we take all the limitations that we create about us, because we are the artists who create our own life, the story of our life. Then if someone can change our world, it's ourselves, because we are the only one who really knows what makes us happy and what makes us unhappy. Then it's a big opportunity for everyone to focus on how we live in our life, to see if we love what we do or if we don't like what we do, because it's an opportunity to really make a change.
Wow. So it's kind of like Gandhi's message of we are the change we've been waiting for.
Exactly. Then we change ourselves, and like magic, everything will start changing. You know, there's something that I like a lot, something that Jesus used to teach 2,000 years ago to his disciples. He told them, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, it will set us free from all the lies that we believe, because we can see that there is a big conflict that exists in the human mind, and only in the human mind. It doesn't exist in any other species. And for thousands of years, we believe that that conflict is between good and bad. Well, good and bad is just the result of the real conflict that exists in the human mind. And the real conflict is really between the truth and life. If we believe in truth, we are good. If we believe in life, we will be bad. And so different degrees that will be depends on how intense is the life that we believe. And when we understand that, we understand all the violence that exists, all the injustice, all the war, because we believe in so many lives, then it is definitely true that the truth can set us completely free. And this is my focus for the end of the Mayan calendar.
Well, I've had this sense for some time, and I've been getting it from a lot of different directions, that something there is some kind of big convergence with the accelerating rate of change, with the global connection, with technology, kind of an instant, everywhere, interactive unity convergence going on with the technology, the rate of change being accelerating. And there's a lot of different people around the world that are talking about what's going on with the 26,800 precession of the equinox, the larger cycle, and how we're in galactic alignment right now with the surge in the energetics of the source field of the galaxy and our solar system, and that this has been accelerating time, and that this is really what the Mayan calendar has been talking about.
Well, we can say that all that is very sophisticated things that people really don't understand and really don't want to understand.
Yeah.
What is really important is to see that it's an opportunity for us. It doesn't matter what's going on with the planet, et cetera, et cetera. But it's important for us is to really make an agreement. And what I propose in wherever I go is that the December 21st, 2012, that end of the Mayan calendar should represent the end of the superstition, the end of fanaticism, and the return to the truth. Because if we return to that truth, we will see a big change, really, in the entire humanity. And you know, it's absolutely true that science and technology is been changing in a very, very, very fast. But the problem is that psychology is still far behind. And this is what needs to happen, that psychology catch up with science and technology, because that will be the way for us to really have a reconciliation, mainly with ourselves, then with our families, with our community, with our city, with our country, with the entire humanity. And in that way, we also have the reconciliation with the rest of the planet Earth, because we will respect nature. We will respect the forest. We will respect the atmosphere, the ocean, and every single species, because we learn mainly to respect ourselves and to bring peace with ourselves, because we don't give what we don't have. If we don't respect ourselves, how can we expect to respect everything else, especially other humans and the rest of nature? Because if we can live in harmony with everything, well, everything will be something really beautiful. And you know, everything that we humans create first exists in our imagination. And with the action, we make it real. And this is how we create all the civilizations that exist in this beautiful, beautiful planet Earth. Then in my imagination, that case already exists, even that I know is not true. But we're going in that direction. And sooner or later, psychology will catch up with science and technology. And I can see in the future, not right now, not next year, not in 100 years, but we will not have the need to have either police, armies, countries, etc., because we will understand that humanity has a beautiful home on the planet Earth.
Well, this understanding of the evolution, the conscious evolution of our collective psychology is fascinated me, going back 35 years when I got into Carl Jung's Man and His Symbols, and got into the archetypes in the collective consciousness and the four winds, the four directions, these archetypal principles that are seen a lot in the not just the Tibetan sand paintings, but the Hopi designs, the Hopi Tibetan and the Mayan, glyphs and the graphics of the four directions. And I remember when I discovered your book on the Four Agreements, I wondered if there was some correspondence with the psychology of the soul, you might say, and conscious evolution as relates to the Four Agreements. Was there some correspondence there?
Well, I can say that it's correspondence with all the different theories and religions, because everything comes exactly from the same place as like the Four Agreements. It comes from the human integrity. Then I can see that wonderful people like Moses, like Buddha, like Christ, like Socrates, like many of those great humans, they have that experience of seeing the truth face to face, and the only problem is to put it in words. And that's the reason why we create all that mythology, all those religions. But we really come from the same place, and this is what I did with these four agreements: make everything extremely simple, that we don't complicate everything, and see how easy it is to make a change. The only problem is that when we try to apply it, we find out how difficult it is not to take things personally, how difficult it is to be impeccable with the world, not to make assumptions, how difficult it is always to do our best, or how difficult it is just to be skeptical and learn to listen. But the reason why it's so difficult is because we practice exactly the opposite. We make millions of agreements based in lies, and we practice it for so long that it becomes automatic. But if we want to change it, we see that it's extremely difficult, even if we know that it is the truth.
So I sense with all this that there's a transcendental unity in our diversity that's emerging, and that there's a process here that is largely the attitude of seeing the opportunity with all our problems rather than the problem with the opportunity.
Yes, we can see that that crisis is the opportunity to make a change and to return to that common sense, because life is extremely easy. We are the ones who make everything so difficult. And even that there's so many different teachers and so many ways to say the same thing in the beginning, we are really coming from the same place. Then there is no contradictions. There's no contradictions with the Hopi, with the Torah, with the Quran, with the Bible, with the Tibetans. It's exactly the same thing. And it's not that someone comes and teaches all of us. No, it's because it comes directly from ourselves, from what we really are, and this is what we're expressing.
So this revelation that I think is coming upon us, it reminds me that just going back to your book, the Four Agreements, and that's been a real meaningful guidebook for me, and I've always kind of identified with the role or the quest of the spiritual warrior for personal freedom. And I know that was one of the themes in the Four Agreements, this understanding that we can't necessarily change the world on the outside, and it's not what happens on the outside, it's how we respond to it with integrity on the inner. And concept of how the whole world as we perceive it is a function of the agreements that we have made with ourselves and the choices that we will make with self-correcting, you might say, or self-alignment or self-elevation. I like to think of it as self-elevation as salvation.
Yes, we can say that when we have that awareness, we become completely responsible for every decision that we make, and we no longer have to blame anybody for the results of our decisions, because it's really nobody else's fault. It is at the fault of the boss, of the wife, or the government, or God, or religion, whatever, because we take the responsibility of our own creation, because we are the artists who create our own life. And if we have that awareness, we can change whatever we don't like. And this is what is so beautiful, because we take the charge of our own creation. And this is extremely beautiful.
Well, this is fascinating to me, the thought that the creator is the process of the creation, and that we're recreating. This is like the world is awakening to this co-creation concept that we're now the family of man in a global village. Like, we're all connected in this instant, everywhere, interactive global village now, like never before in history. And it's not the end of the world, but the beginning of the whole world. It's like a wholly new global village, family of man, community, and the beginning of a wholeness or a holiness that is really the divine destiny, you know, of Earth's evolution at this point.
Yes, we can say that by coming to in this December 17th to the 21st is a great opportunity that we have in order to really take charge of our own creation. You know, it's like going 3 or 4 years of therapy in only 3 or 4 days. That is extremely intense. And what we are really looking for is to give the tools for everyone to change his own world and take the responsibilities. And the result will be that they will be much more happy with their own creation. And the benefit will not be just for the one who changed his own world, but to the people that we love also, like our beloved, our children, our family, because the children, we learn from us not what they say, but what we do. And if we have a wonderful family and we have a lot of fun, they will be just like us. And when they grow up, they will teach their children the same way. Then we are changing really the tradition, the legacy that we are giving to the next generation that coming after us.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this event. I don't know if I'll be able to fly down at this point and be there, but I'll certainly be with you there in spirit. And I have this sense of what you're doing with the music and this mystical, I like to think of it as you refer to it as a mystical gateway, that there's, I can see that the place where you're doing it, the history and the culture and the momentum historically of honoring, you might say, a source or the creator or the creation or the universe, and a connection with that this is really so representative of what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity worldwide. And I think it's a wonderful focus. I'm really glad I've been able to have you on the show today. This Awakening the Giant celebration at Teotihuacan, that's coming up here, and just here on the 17th to the 21st, this whole process that you're going through, and then I understand, is it the last day on the 21st that you're going to be going into a conclave with the other Mayan elders and coming forth then with a presentation of the message that you collectively get?
Yes, with the elders, we will do a presentation in Chichen Itza, and we'll be connected with the whole world, because it's a celebration for the whole humanity. It doesn't matter what is the language we speak, It doesn't matter what religion we believe on. It's just to celebrate the unity and to recognize that, yes, we are only one living being. We are that giant who want to be awake.
I really like that metaphor, awakening the giant. That there is this huge potential in the collective of conscience of humanity that's awakening to ourselves as a whole, and as a unity. And this, I've heard this concept of universal co-creation. In reference to the real understanding of the Mayan calendar and this concept of unity and diversity that the U.S. founding fathers, the original vision that inspired, you know, representative government and the ability to respond or responsibility for creation as a whole, and that this is what's going global right now. And this is what you're celebrating, really, is this process of a global awakening of the giant. I love that metaphor.
Yes, it's a time for all of us to take the responsibility for our own creation. And when we all do that, we'll see that the entire humanity will shift, because you will find out that whatever you use against somebody else, you really got to bring it back to yourself. Whatever you do against nature, you're doing it to yourself. Then, you know, with that awareness, we just can live the rest of our life in a wonderful place, because the earth is the most beautiful home for all of us.
Yeah, it reminds me of the quote by Chief Seattle that what we do to the web of life, we do to ourselves. And it's really like the understanding of the golden rule, law, language of all, you know, spiritual paths, and, you know, the golden rule, law, language for a golden age is really this understanding of how we're all connected, that we're all connected, and that this responsibility for that connection is really will define and refine our unity and our diversity.
And we can reduce the whole thing in one word: respect.
Respect.
Because when we respect our own creation, we also respect everybody else's creation, and respect is the most important part of love. I can say that love is that equilibrium between gratitude and generosity, and respect is what makes it happen, is the action.
Yeah, compassion in action with the attitude of gratitude.
Yes, be so grateful that we become generous and give.
Oh, yeah, love is forgiving.
And it's wonderful. Life is so easy, we make it difficult.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so I keep coming back to the that attitude of gratitude really is seeing the blessing of the opportunity within all the challenges and within all the problems and challenges, that seeing the opportunity within all the problems rather than the problem with the opportunity. It's just a little shift of an attitude that sees the good and makes it so.
You know, life is just wonderful. You know, there's all those events that are happening all the time, and whatever hook our attention, we go in that direction, and we experience and we see problems, and we solve the problems if we can solve the problems and we are active. Otherwise, we would be bored all the time. And life is just wonderful, really. I'm so happy to be alive. That's why I can say that today is the most wonderful day of my life, because whatever happened before is no longer true. It's right now what is true.
Now that brings new meaning to, you know, every morning. It's like a gift, like the moment of, you know, just another day, another opportunity, to see the good and make it so. You know, it's like such meaning to this concept of, you know, this day is the first day of the rest of my life, and it all begins. It's a beginning rather than an ending. It's that attitude shift that sees the positive nature of new beginnings rather than driving into the future with the eyes glued to the rearview mirror, you know, looking in the past. It's more of a proactive than a reactive concept. I like to think of what you're doing and what's going to be happening as a major a focal point for attention and pure intention for anyone that wants to participate in this experience that you have coming up. If they can't go there and travel down there and be there physically, I know a lot of people in their homes will. I really think they're in the collective consciousness of humanity. There's something that there's some momentum. There's a momentum building to this event, and that the expectation and anticipation that something really big is going to happen is part of the process of creating a prayer field, like a field of expectation and anticipation that actually is in sync with and in harmony with this collective, you know, something happening, something, this awakening, this great, the awakening of the giant, or this great awakening in this collective conscience, not just a separate consciousness, but a unity conscience that's so much greater than the sum of the parts, that there's some kind of synergy or some kind of integration and integrity that and some kind of surge in a connection with the source, the source field, the quantum field, the energy field of our connection. But there's going to be some this will happen for those who are expecting and looking for this, with the attitude of this is going on and something is happening, will create more of a receptivity to that being realized. And I have this sense that this is going to be something really really special, and that when the elders, the Mayan elders, emerge with their message to tell the world, that it's going to be something to really listen to. And I'm wanting everyone that is interested to look at your website at www.miguelruiz.com. That's MIGUELRUIZ.com. And you can get more information about this upcoming event on Miguel's website at www.miguelruiz.com. And I'm so grateful that you were able to come on the show today, Miguel.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. I just want to remind everyone that even if they cannot come to Teotihuacan, just to focus themselves into that moment of the solstice and make their own ceremony to let go all the past, to forgive everyone who hurt them, to forgive themselves, because whatever they use, everyone to hurt himself, to forgive the religion, to forgive God, to forgive everything, and finally, really to forgive themselves, and from that moment, start all over again.
Well, here's to a holy new world.
Yes, and it's our creation, all of us.
Well, thank you so much, Don Miguel, for
you're very welcome.
Sharing with us today. I'm so grateful, and I want to thank everyone for listening to this segment of Cosmic Love. And Don Miguel, God bless you with your work, and I'm looking forward to tuning in on the 21st here in just a few weeks.
and all my love for everyone.
Thanks, Don Miguel.
You're very welcome.
All right, well, thanks, everyone, for listening. See you in a couple of weeks. Happy trails. Blessings to all.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.